Moving to Syria now, the main opposition group there, the Syrian National Council, picked a new leader yesterday, a Kurd named Abdulbasit Sida, replacing the outgrowing leader, Burhan Galiun. With Sida is an attempt to make the council more secular, more democratic, possibly more appealing to some minorities. But Amr al-Azam thinks that may benefit no one. A former member of the Syrian National Council and professor of history at Shawnee State University, Amr al-Azam, thank you so much for joining us yet again.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, let's go to the fact that he ran unopposed. He was unanimously declared the new leader. But many people claim that's because Abdulbasit Sida is not aggressive, that he's not a threat to anyone and therefore won't wield any real power. What do you think?
That's exactly how it is. You see, Abdulbasit Sida, although he's a Kurd, he's not exactly very popular or the flavor of the month with the Kurds. The Kurds are very factionalized, but if they can agree on one thing, they agree they don't like him. So he can't really claim to be representing the Kurdish minority. He's also, you know, he's very mediocre. He's not well known. He has no grassroots support, and he has no party behind him. He has no political body that supports him. So in effect, he represents a threat to no one. And that is exactly why the Muslim Brotherhood pushed his candidacy. It's also very important to emphasize here that there was no election. It was an appointment.
Well, they had explained that by saying they will always hold an appointment until there are free elections in Syria. Do you think that just appointing a new leader every 3 months or a new leader every month will actually lead to more inclusiveness?
No, it won't. And that's part of the many symptomatic problems with the SNC. This insistence on a lack of transparency, a lack of democracy and process in terms of how they run their affairs. This has been our criticism, and many opposition members are really, really, really upset with the SNC because of these practices. And it's all part of this whole process of trying to preserve the powers that are held by the executive committee. In effect, what's happened is you have an institution like the SNC that occupies prime political real estate. They're occupying this large territory. They're doing nothing with it. And worse still, they're not allowing anybody else to do anything around it.
So what do you make of the new leaders, Abdulbasit Sida's claim that the Assad regime is on its last legs, in light of the fact that they've been heavily bombing a number of areas, including the region around the city of Homs? Is that perhaps the last desperate acts of a failing regime?
I mean, there's no doubt the regime is failing. I'm not sure. I mean, all the very brutal actions of this regime are not the actions of a regime that is on the cusp of winning this battle. You know, usually when a regime resorts to such extreme violence, it means it's not doing very well. And I think really more like that's what Abdulbasit was trying to say, or that's at least what most of us would be saying right now, rather than the fact that the regime is about to topple over any minute. But yes, the regime is in a lot of trouble. It's losing control. It is not the actions of a regime that is in full control of its ability or capacities.
Amr al-Azam, a former member of the Syrian National Council, now professor of history at Shawnee State University. Thanks so much, Amr.
Thank you.